Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
In Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew McKay right here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. He'll be back later this week. He'll be back next week. He's out all week long. I don't know why I just said that. He's out all week long, so my bad. Gas prices jumping up fast. Drivers are seeing a sudden spike in at the pump, as in case you haven't noticed. AAA says Florida gas prices jumped 84 cents in just 12 days. And yes, they do think that they will keep climbing due to the global oil markets. Analysts say that crude oil prices and international tensions are the major driving factors, which I think we all understand that. And then you've got this. Pensacola man arrested in connection with what investigators are calling a sophisticated fuel theft operation. 26-year-old guy was arrested for a scheme that stretched across multiple counties and involved illegal siphoning large amounts of fuel from businesses and storage tanks. They said the thefts have cost companies thousands of dollars before the suspect was tracked down and arrested right here in Pensacola. The case is still under investigation, though, and more charges could actually follow. So, yeah, that stinks. Gas prices are already going up. I guess this guy has his solution was, well, let me just, you know, take it from businesses. that's a little rough, but they finally were able to track him down and get that done. I've got a couple of stories here I want to talk about when it comes to Florida legislative session. I'll probably hit those next hour. First, the update on the Iran war. The Pope yesterday has escalated his call for a ceasefire in the Iran conflict, urging global leaders to stop the fighting and seek diplomatic solutions. He also called on those responsible for the war to take steps towards peace. Now, in the meantime, President Trump has warned NATO over Iran. He's warned that NATO could have a very bad future if allies don't help the United States reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Which, of course, is one of the, it's the shipping route, but it's also part of the shipping route that's affecting oil as well, transportation of oil. The Strait of Hormuz carries roughly 1/5 of all of the world's oil supply. Holy moly. I mean, I knew it was a lot. Didn't realize 1/5 of all the 20%. Of all the global oil supply goes right through there. So with the problems with with disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz, that's one of the reasons why gas prices will continue to rise, although they're going to rise anyway just because of the efforts that are being done in general with the war and stuff. I saw an interesting, I don't know if you call it conspiracy, but yeah, I saw an interesting conspiracy over the weekend that the reason why the United States went in and ousted Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela was because they knew they were going to get ready to attack Iran, and they knew that oil was going to go up because of it. So they went and attacked ousted Nicolas Maduro so we could put in somebody that is more friendly to us so that we could get Venezuela's oil to help ease the oil pressure on the United States. Now, if maybe it is what happened, but if it is, if that's the reason, it doesn't seem like the Venezuela oil is really helping us out that much. I'm just saying. If that's what the case was. Doesn't seem like it's working out so great. The Oscars were last night. I haven't paid attention to the Oscars in forever. I just kind of watch the Oscars. I don't watch them. I just check the results out after the fact. And so I have some of those statistics for you coming up here right after our break. And then we're also going to get a check-in with Steve Taylor over in the newsroom as well. So we're going to get a quick break right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
LifeLock, how can I help?
The IRS said I filed my return,
but I haven't.
1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has paid the price of identity fraud.
What do I do?
My refund, though.
I'm freaking out.
Don't worry, I can fix this.
LifeLock fixes identity theft guaranteed and gets your money back with up to $3 million in coverage.
I'm so relieved.
No problem. I'll be with you every step of the way.
1 in 4 was a fraud-paying American. Not anymore. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
In 1969, a guy by the name of Robert Peden thought to himself, it's hot in Florida. No kidding, right? So he started a company to make it not hot, air conditioning. Eventually, of course, pretty easy to expand to heating and air conditioning, then plumbing, heating and air conditioning, then plumbing, electrical, heating and air conditioning. And of course, that includes generators, and along the way expanded geographically, east from Panama City to Tallahassee, west to Pensacola, more recently west to Baldwin County, and even into Mobile now. And so in 2 time zones and in 2 states, all along the Gulf Coast, Peden takes care of all of the complex systems inside your house. Good products, good people, installation, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. They'll take care of it. And right now, they want you to beat the annual regulatory price bump with Peden's New Year Old Stock Sale. Take up to $1,500 off remaining 2025 air conditioning systems before they're gone. Obviously, we're starting to get into that time where the heat is getting to us. Call or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Join Kenny Chartel from Affordable Automotive Gulf Breeze for Car Care tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Kenny will be sharing his years of expertise on car maintenance, as well as tips and loads of great advice that'll keep your car running in top shape. Whether foreign or domestic, don't miss Car Care tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
So, what did I miss today?
Good question.
I'm Andrew McKay.
Chris Bryan.
Austin Price.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Well, there you have it.
1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. Cause I'm the best baby that they never gotta keep. 1, 2, 3, they're gonna run back to me. They always wanna come, but they never wanna leave.
Good morning, Pensacola. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We'll get a check-in from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom here in a minute. First, the 2026 Oscar winners. I haven't really paid attention to the Oscars that much in years and years and years. I definitely haven't watched it. But I do still like to kind of see what movies they end up selecting as being the top movies or the top actors. This year, Best Picture, one battle after another from Paul Thomas Anderson. So that one Best Picture, one battle after another. Best Director, Paul Thomas Anderson for One Battle After Another. I saw that movie in the theater, and I was actually very disappointed. I was not impressed with it at all. Best Actor, Michael B. Jordan from Sinners. I didn't have any interest to even watch that one. So, John, I don't know if you have you seen any of these movies, John?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Sinners, and I had a friend of mine who said that she was recommended by all these friends to watch Sinners, and she shut it off about halfway through. Not because it's necessarily a bad movie. It just wasn't her. She's like, why would they suggest this movie to me? This is not the kind of movie I like. And so that was the thing on there. Best actress was Jessie Buckley in Hamnet. Actually, I have heard good things about Hamnet. I have not seen that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I missed that
Best
one,
supporting actor, Sean Penn in One Battle After Another. Best supporting actress, Amy Madigan in Weapons. I don't even think I heard of that one. And then here's one. This one gets so much publicity. Yeah, I don't know anybody who's seen it. Not even like my daughter or kids, like her friends. Best animated feature film, K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah, K-pop Demon Hunters. I'm surprised that beat Zootopia 2. I don't even know Zootopia 2 was nominated, though. I don't even know which ones were nominated. But I hear all this stuff about K-pop Demon Hunters. Is this one that you've delved into, John?
Oh, I'm going to definitely have to say no.
I don't even know what it's about.
I have no idea.
I mean, I know what K-pop is.
Right.
But I guess it's a K-pop band who goes after demons. I don't know. It's super popular amongst the teens, though.
I missed that down, one. So. You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Couple other notable ones here. Best sound was F1. Best sound? Okay. F1 is I thought it was a fantastic movie. With Brad Pitt, and I thought it was a great movie, but that's all it won was best sound. Best visual effects, Avatar, Fire and Ash. Yeah, I can see that. Best production design, best costume design, best makeup and hairstyling was all the same movie, Frankenstein. That's that new one with Christian Bale, I think, right? Yeah, I think that's the one with Christian Bale. But, yeah, so that gives you a little bit of update this is the Guillermo del Toro movie starring Oscar Isaac and Christopher Walker. Let's get an update from the newsroom over with Steve Taylor in the newsroom. Steve?
Well, the war with Iran is going to continue after President Trump says he's not ready to make a deal. Trump made the comment in a wide-ranging weekend phone interview with NBC News, adding that the terms aren't good enough yet. That's in quotes. He says Iran wants to make a deal, but he stressed any terms of a potential deal would have to be, quote, very solid. Well, looks like the Israeli military is saying that the suspect at last week's synagogue attack in Michigan was the brother of a Hezbollah commander who was eliminated in a strike. In a post yesterday, the Israel Defense Forces say Ibrahim Mohammed Ghazali was responsible for managing weapons operations within a specialized branch of Hezbollah's military units. And gas prices, you may have noticed, continue climbing to start the week. National average for a gallon of regular has jumped to $3.71 a gallon. That's according to the AAA. A week ago, it was $3.47. Drivers in California are facing those high prices there at $5.52 a gallon. Well, of course, around here, we pay around here. And you want to know what it is? It's about $3.49 a gallon in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. And that's what's happening.
Yeah, it's getting a little pricey, and it's just going to keep on going, though. We have some of the cheaper gas prices in the country, at least. So at least we have that going for us. But yeah, it's pushing it pretty hard for a lot of people. There, before I get into some other local news stories, I want to get into the Razzies. So I covered the Oscars. The Razzies was announced last night before the Oscars. Of course, the Razzies are like the bad movies. Worst picture, War of the Worlds. Now, if you're not familiar with this one, it's an Amazon movie. I mean, it might have came out in theaters, but I only saw it on Amazon. War of the Worlds, starring Ice Cube, who also won Worst Actor for the movie. I started this movie thinking, oh, War of the Worlds, a new remake, and Ice Cube in it, yeah, I'll definitely watch it. And then, I don't know, about 5 minutes into it, shut it off.
Why did you do that? Bobby, why'd you do
that?
It
was not compelling at all.
Oh, dude, it gets so much better.
Are you kidding me? This thing won a Razzie.
I'm just telling you it got better, because I watched the whole thing.
You did watch the whole thing.
I did.
I still got it in the queue. I didn't take it out of the queue. I was like, I'll have to give that a try another time.
Yeah, when you can just sit down and, you know, just have plenty of time to do it.
Okay.
I think did it on a flight one time.
Worst remake as well for the Razzies.
I mean, it was actually pretty good.
Okay. All right. Didn't think it was that bad. it cleaned up with the Razzies because it also won Worst Screenplay and Worst Director. So it was...
Well, I mean, basically Ice Cube sits in the same desk the entire time, but the story does involve some.
All right. All right. That'll be interesting. So we've got a recommendation for a movie. None of the Oscar ones. It's just the Razzie. That's the that's where our recommendation goes to. Is so because I didn't give any recommendations for any of the Oscar ones. You hadn't seen them.
No, I missed.
You've seen one of the Razzies. That's the recommendation.
Well, I liked it.
You should go see the Razzies.
I thought it was really good.
Okay. Worst actress by the Rebel Wilson in Brideheart. Then there was also worst supporting actor. All seven artificial dwarfs in Snow White. Yeah, that's pretty brutal. I have not seen that one either. A lot of these I hadn't seen. We were talking about K-pop Demon Hunter. Got a text. K-pop Demon Hunter is actually a really good movie. The music is terrific. I've watched it with my grandkids several times, but I listen to the music on my own all the time. Okay. There's a recommendation for K-pop Demon Hunter. Is one of the it was the best animated film. So there you go. Not too shabby. Back to some local news here. The school officials in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are taking precaution after a deadly shooting inside a ROTC classroom at Old Dominion University in Virginia. Local Navy junior ROTC cadets are being asked to not wear their uniforms temporarily while officials assess safety concerns. They say that there's no specific threat here locally, but it's just an abundance of caution because of the situation in Virginia. The decision has sparked some debate, of course. Some parents and veterans say it's reasonable precaution in today's climate. Others, it's a wrong message. Discourages pride in military service. And school leaders say the policy is just temporary, though, and will be reviewed in the coming weeks. I mean, it sends the wrong message, discourages pride in the military service. But if people are targeting kids who are wearing ROTC things, then it's also about safety. You know, they're not in the military yet. They're trying to prepare for it while they're in school. So and especially being a temporary marriage, if it was one thing, if they're like, you know, from now on, we're not going to have any pride, no uniforms being at school, that'd be a little bit different, but that's not what's going on. So I feel like that's not a bad thing overall. No, I want to cover that later. We'll get into Florida politics later. A new study has ranked the worst drivers by generation. All right. So, you know, we often talk about worst drivers by state. Florida has some problems, especially when it comes to hit and runs that drives us down the list. The worst drivers by generation has some interesting results. Researchers analyzed crash data across the country, found that Generation Z, Gen Z drivers, are the most dangerous on the road. They have the most risky behavior, including speeding and aggressive driving. Millennials ranked second, followed by Gen X. The safest drivers, baby boomers. And they don't really give a reason for that, maybe just experience. Do baby boomers drive slower than Gen X, Gen Z, millennials? I would say definitely more than Gen Z, because that's my thing with Gen Z. They're just speed. They just speed. It's probably a speeding thing. And as we get older, we slow down. At least I do. I actually drive with friends, and they get on to me for driving the speed limit. I used to not always, but now I do. I'm a slow driver now. I just relax, enjoy my time on the road. I'm no rush to get there. They're like, we're in a rush. We're late. I'm like, it's okay. It'll be all right. I don't have the same pressure I did either when I was younger to get somewhere on time.
And I totally
not
agree
very often.
With you. I agree.
Okay.
And
I'm just saying, it's just like I'm not like driven to be somewhere on time anymore like I used to be when I was younger. So I slow down. I'm like, yeah, I'll just go the speed limit.
And people make fun of me because of my Mustang. And I'm like, well, no. I mean, if I need to get on the interstate, it'll be there. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah. If you need it, you can use it.
Exactly.
But you don't. Exactly. Yeah. I like it. All right. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. Coming up here next, we're going to get into some more national stories. So stick around for that right here on News Radio 923. Informative, local, dependable.
News. I'm CJ Papa. Israel launches fresh attacks on bird in Tehran while a drone from the Islamic Republic crashes into a fuel tank, sparking a fire, suspending flights at Dubai's airport. Will other nations answer the call from President Trump to guide oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz?
We do expect today to actually get more information on which countries would participate in securing the Strait of Hormuz. This is a critical waterway for international energy markets and the flow of global oil.
Fox's Trey Yinks in Tel Aviv, gas up 73 cents since the war began. At nearly 3 hours, the 98th Academy Awards was long, but some went home very happy.
It was one battle after another. The big winner with 6 wins, including Best Picture. Sinners followed with 4 wins, including Michael B. Jordan for Best Actor.
That is Fox's Michelle Polino reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 5:31 right now, 70 degrees with showers in the area. I'm Steve Taylor in for David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. Florida's Department of Agricultural Law Enforcement in Pensacola arrested a 26-year-old man linked to a sophisticated fuel theft ring operating across multiple counties. Elaine De Jesus Aguila Martinez faces new felony charges of larceny by tampering with or removing a retail fuel dispenser. Officers at the agricultural inspection station near Pensacola spotted a blue semi-truck with a refrigerated trailer matching a Be On the Lookout alert. During the check there, they confirmed the driver's identity with his commercial license, and an Office of Agricultural Law Enforcement canine unit alerted to narcotics in the cab. A search revealed a large magnet hidden under the steering wheel, which is a device used to bypass fuel pump solenoids and steal diesel undetected. Aguila Martinez was taken into custody and booked to the Escambia County Jail. A 32-year-old Pensacola police officer has been arrested on felony charges. Pierce Cotton was taken into custody on Friday for allegedly having sex with a partner without disclosing his HIV-positive status. He was booked into jail about 10 a.m. on Friday and released on $10,000 bond by early afternoon. Cotton, who joined the department back in 2020, has been placed on administrative leave, according to previous social media posts from Mayor D.C. Reeves. A bomb threat was called into the AMC Destin Commons 14 in Okaloosa County yesterday afternoon. Deputies evacuated the people there in the immediate area as a precaution while the situation was being resolved. The 8th annual Mac and Cheese Festival was canceled there because of that threat. Following a thorough search that included an explosives detection dog and other specialized units, Destin Commons was given the all clear to reopen. However, the theater remained closed yesterday. Deputies say several jurisdictions in Florida received similar bomb threats yesterday. Investigations are continuing. Well, we have rain moving through the area. Let's check that forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be looking at your temperatures falling as you head through your morning hours. Temperatures getting around 55 degrees for the middle of the day, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 35 degrees. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies, high near 55 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 37. Starting to warm up on Wednesday with sunny skies, high near 60 degrees. And Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 44. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Mark. Right now, looking at the News Radio ThreatNet radar, there is a line of showers basically looks like an hour to the west of us heading in our direction, so get prepared. 70 right now in Pensacola, 71 in Gulf Breeze, and 69 in Milton at 5:34. The next news is at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction Wednesday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling. including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Is your house your dream home? Or at least, is it on the way there? Maybe it's time for a change. Maybe all you really need to turn your house into your dream home is an appliance upgrade. When it's time for an upgrade, then it's time to visit Topps Appliance in Milton. They're locally owned and operated. They have top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, and stoves to dependable washers and dryers. Topps Appliance carries the brands you know and trust, like GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and more. Topps Appliance in Milton. They offer delivery and installation, something you won't get from the big box stores. And they have many items in stock, so you can take your new appliance the very same day. Topps Appliance. Check them out at toppsappliance.net on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street. Turning your house into your dream home. Topps Appliance.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You don't stop needing information just because you left the car. That's why News Radio 92.3 goes with you.
On your phone, on your computer,
wherever you are. Stream us live or download the News Radio 92.3 app. Stay connected to local news, breaking updates, and conversations that matter, even when you're not near radio.
And that's a good thing.
It's News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
With Andrew McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in on the show, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a text here. Morning, Bobby. I was just going to say, welcome to the high temperature of the for today. It's supposed to rain one more time, then get cold. Yeah, it is 67 degrees here in the Pensacola area, depending on where you are. So I'm going to ride around 67 degrees. And you're right, it is the high. It's supposed to just continue to drop down to the 40s today. it could get down to like 48 by 2 o'clock in the morning, and then 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, you know, it's going to stay that way till night, and then when at night, it could get down to like 38, 39 degrees tonight. So, and then tomorrow's high is only going to be in the 50s, same thing with Wednesday, and then we'll warm it up again in 60s, 70s by next weekend. But yeah, kind of bizarre that right now it's 67, and this is the high until probably Thursday. This is the way it's looking. But hey, you know what? It's better than the weather they're getting up north. at least we're not dealing with that kind of stuff. They're blizzards, snowstorms. There's actually tornado watches and warnings out east. But record snow happening in the Midwest. So in March. In the meantime, there's places out west where they're going to be in the 80s this week instead of getting snow. So it's the weather's just bizarre all over the place. So at least we're going to get a little cold front. At least we're not getting all the blizzards and all that nastiness that they're getting up north. So it's kind of crazy. There is, where did that story go? Oh, here it goes. So with the Iran war going on, I saw this article from thehill.com. The Iran war is apparently putting pressure, or I don't want to say pressure. It's risking destroying a particular infrastructure that could affect Americans and American firms. The infrastructure is not what you think. It is not oil. It is AI infrastructure. Artificial intelligence infrastructure. Apparently, there has been a lot of AI infrastructure investment from American firms in Iran. Industry leaders have committed billions of dollars to delivering chips and building data centers in wealthy Gulf nations like Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates. As the Trump administration has embraced for the Middle East as a partner in the AI race with China. However, the AI infrastructure has also become a key target as Iran has launched strikes throughout the region amid hostilities with the United States and Israel. And they're afraid that some of those areas that they might be focusing on is technologies like AI and data centers and things like that. Oh, so if you're talking to your chat GPT or your Perplexity or your, what's the Google one? I don't even know all of them. Good group. Claude, there's. Anyway, if you're talking to any of those things and all starts to act a little funky on you, maybe it's because it's the data center got attacked. Would you think we would be talking about that like 20, 30 years ago, John?
Oh, no, man. Never.
Got this war going on.
Yeah, never.
Got to be careful because it might affect our AI.
I'd have been like, okay, Bobby.
Our AI may not be as reliable due to the war. Because it might attack data centers. It's like, how dare you? You can't attack a data center. That's the key to life right there nowadays. Getting to be. I was actually talking to somebody about AI last week, just a couple days ago, actually, about how I've mentioned this before when I filled in for Andrew, like a year ago, that I found that the youth, like teenagers, they don't Google anymore. They just go to AI. Anything that we normally Google, they just go to their ChatGPT or whatever their chosen AI is. And I was talking to somebody about this over the weekend who is an older individual, Generation X at least, and they were saying they're the same way now. They're like, I haven't used Google in forever. I was like, really? And they're like, yeah. If I want information, I go to AI for it. And I feel like AI is more accurate than Google was. Plus, the advantage of AI is if you Googled, then you got a bunch of websites where you could get the answer for what you're looking for. AI just gives you the answer. And then it can give you references so you can back it up, so you can check it out. But it's right there. So I'm like, yeah, I see that. I'm recognizing the same thing. If there's something where I'm wanting to look for websites, I need websites for reference or whatever, then yeah, I Google it. But yeah, I gotta admit, even when I'm just wanting an answer, even though now Google has implemented, so if you Google something, they have their AI summary at the top. But I'd rather just go to chat or Claude or something else like that. So I'm noticing the same trend for myself even. In fact, I'm noticing I use AI constantly, all day long now. I have a couple of different paid subscriptions because I find one AI does one thing better than what the other one does. But then I'll back them up. Like, hey, by the way, Mr. AI, this AIB says this. What do you say about that? Oh, I agree with AIA. But one change I would make would be this or whatever. I'm like using the AIs against each other. To try to come up with answers. So, John, are you starting to delve into the AI world?
Yes, I am. Yes. It's very interesting.
How do you use AI?
Basically, I just go through a couple of ChatGPT, and then there was another one. I was trying to think of the name of it that my son told me about. Sora. S-O-R-A.
Sora?
Yeah.
I think I've heard of Sora.
That's what the youngins are using.
Well, I'm pretty sure Sora, isn't that like a... I think that's a... It doesn't do images or something like that?
I haven't really delved into that one, but he just said check it out.
I'll look it up. I will say, because a lot of my side gigs and what I've done in radio for 15, 20 years, one of my things I've always done in the business is graphic design. Mm-hmm. Graphic designer. I have not made a new logo on my own in probably a year and a half, at least.
Really?
About 2 years. Because AI. If somebody contacts me for a logo, I'm like, well, hold on a second. And I just go to AI. I'm like, make a logo for this. And it'll spit out like 20. And then based on that, I might tweak it from there, but at least gives me the base. So, I mean, it's just getting better and better and better. And I'm like, at some point here, there's not going to be a need for graphic designers anymore. Because it's it's just like, well, take this out, remove this, edit that, and it just does it. And they're starting to do it with video apparently now. I haven't even delved into the video world of AI yet, but I have with images for sure, graphic design for sure. And it just blows me away, the capabilities. So, all right, we got to get a quick break right here. I covered that a little bit longer. I want to get into a couple other stories with Trump. So we'll get into that next right here as it pertains to college sports regulations. So we'll talk about that next right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, The Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on The Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
The five-day outlook is calling for intense flooding, followed by the end of the world!
You don't need panic. You need information. News Radio 92.3.
Can I come over after school?
Let's go morning news with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 93. Dependable. There is, well, I'm going to get into this story here. So first of all, 67 degrees here in the Pensacola area. And yes, this is the high of the day. It's just going to keep getting cooler and cooler from here all the way down to around 48 degrees around 2 p.m. today. So it's going to be a chilly one. Even if you're leaving the house right now and you feel like, it's not too bad, 65 degrees, bundle up a little bit. Bring an extra coat or something because it's going to be kind of brutal. There is, where did it go? Oh, here you go. President Trump jumping into the college sports mess back in what's known as the SCORE Act. It's a bill that would create a federal standard for athlete compensation. This is pertaining to the NIL stuff, the name, image, and likeness bills that have or things that have happened in college sports. Now, I've agreed with the NIL stuff from the beginning because I was one of those. So look, athletes ought to be able to make money. I don't agree that universities should pay them out of like tuition funds and things. But if there's a student athlete at UWF who is tremendous and there's a local car dealer who's like, hey, I'll give you a car and maybe it'll find Ford indoor vehicles for a commercial for us, then I don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yet NIL, the National Institute, or the name, image, and likeness stuff in college sports has kind of turned it into pro sports now. Like, I've been watching the March Madness tournaments, like the tournaments leading up to March Madness. And it's kind of crazy to hear these stories about these athletes who are in college right now who are earning $5 million a year. And they're saying, well, this athlete right here, this college student right here, he's good enough. He can go to the pro level and make more than what he's making in college. And I'm like, wait, what? And then they're like, now that athlete, he probably needs another year in college before he'll be able to go to the pro level and make more than what he's making in college. In other words, he should just stay in college because he's making more money in college right now.
Well, it's like, true, though. It's true. Looking at Trinidad Chambliss, the old Miss quarterback, he would make more money in college than he would being drafted in the first round of the NFL.
Yep. We're seeing this. And so I guess when there was the name, image, and likeness stuff coming out where it was like, okay, athletes can start earning money, I underestimated, I guess, how much money some of these athletes would make. I mean, there's a athlete in the March Madness tournament. They were talking about it, and it was in a Big 12 tournament. There was these two teams playing against each other, and they were talking about how one of these players is making $5 million a year. He's 19 years old, just got, you know, was in high school last year, came to this university, now making $5 million a year. I assumed there would be some athletes who might make $1 million, like just, and probably football, right? And I was thinking a lot, you know, 100,000. And then there'll be mostly people who just make a few thousand here or there. Millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars are going into this. And then what's even happening even further is that it's becoming like the pros, to where this athlete's like, you know what, I'm making $5 million here. That school over there is now offering me $7 million if I switch, so I'm just going to go ahead and put my name in the transfer portal, and I'll switch over to that school and get paid more. And I was like, whoa. So the transfer portal thing I always agreed with as well before NIL stuff. I agree with it before because it was like, look, if you're not playing and you're going to have to sit, you know, and you feel like you have a better opportunity at another school, you ought to be able to transfer to another school without having to sit out a year. Well, that was before the name, image, and likeness stuff happened. Now it's turning college sports quickly into pro level. So the SCORE Act, this would create a federal standard for athlete compensation, override the patchwork of state, national image and likeness laws, and give the NCAA some limited antitrust protections. The push comes after a White House roundtable on March 6th, where Trump said college athletics is becoming financially unstable and promised a sweeping executive order to stabilize the system. Supporters say the bill, say that the current NIL environment is chaotic, with schools and conferences struggling to keep up. They warn that smaller programs, Olympic sports and women's sports, could get squeezed out if nothing changes. House Speaker Mike Johnson says he believes the SCORE Act may now have enough support in the House to move forward. The Senate might be a tougher road. It need Democrat backing in order to pass. The critics, though, say that the proposal could tilt the playing field even more towards the biggest conferences and schools while keeping athletes from gaining fuller rights, including employee status. So the bottom line is this. Washington is now seriously trying to reshape college sports, but it's far from, I mean, there's a lot that's got to happen, and they've got to be on the same page. So it's going to be quite a bit. So text here. Originally, NIL was because the athletes were going to be sponsoring a local barbecue shop or a mom-and-pop place in their town that the college was in that their college was in. This wasn't about massive donations going into the college paying for athletes. What are they actually promoting? Very few actually promote a product. You know, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's the thing that it surprised me. You're exactly right. That's why I agreed with NIL initially, because I thought, yeah, you want to support a mom-and-pop place and they're going to give you free food, or maybe they'll pay you a little bit of something and get you through college a little bit easier, especially as an athlete, though you're so busy you can't go get another job or something. But you're right. I mean, there's teams where the athletes aren't anything. It's just a big donor, some graduate who graduated from the university, and they are and they're like, you know what? We want that athlete. I'll donate to the school $5 million a year so you can pay that athlete $5 million a year. Like, whoa. That was not what it was meant to be. Oh, boy. Another thing going on the federal level, this Save America Act. There was a dramatic scene on the Senate floor as Democrats temporarily took control of the chamber to block progress on a Republican elections bill known as the Save America Act. Of course, this is the one that's backed by President Trump and many Republicans. It would require people to provide documentary proof of U.S. citizenship, like a passport or birth certificate, in order to register to vote in federal elections. Supporters said the goal was to make sure only U.S. citizens vote in federal elections and strengthen election integrity. Democrats argue the proposal could make it harder for millions of eligible Americans to vote, particularly people who don't have easy access to those documents. Which, whenever it comes to this whole thing of the documents to vote and everything, I just go back to, it's way harder to purchase cough medicine nowadays than it is to vote. Like, if you do the list of the things that you are required to have some sort of document ID to purchase, the list is enormous. So it's pretty much any argument you have that, well, we shouldn't do this for voting. It's like, well, then you shouldn't do it for purchasing all these other things then. Democrats argue the proposal, I already said that, because the discriminant Democrat senators effectively took over the Senate floor with procedural moves and speeches, preventing Republicans from quickly advancing the bill. Legislation already passed the House earlier, but it faces a tougher path in the Senate. It needs 60 votes to overcome the filibuster. So let's see what happens with all that. Here's another one. Yeah, Mark Cuban gave Indiana University $25 million donation. That donation is to pay athletes. And look at University of Indiana University. They were nothing in the Big Ten forever. Nothing in football. Once in a blue moon, they would have a decent football team. And now, last year, national championship, they're expected to be just perennial contenders for the national championship now. Just a turnaround, like snap of the fingers, because they could go get decent athletes now by paying them. Kind of crazy. All right. Oh, dang it. Didn't get time to get into some random facts. All right. Well, I do want to talk about Trump in Cuba, but also I have stories about the Florida legislative session that wrapped up recently. A special session coming up soon as well.